Tell us what your take is on the storms and what you're doing as a city council member.
Well, my take on the storms is we probably, what I'm told is this is the largest power outage we've had since the 2000 ice storm. And the mayor, I've been in communication with the mayor, and she's been working with the energy utility company, and they've been working hard to restore people as quickly as possible. I did a drive through the Fourth Ward this morning. Looks like quite a few of the Fourth Ward looks pretty good. Down University, Dollarway, 6th Street, 13th, seem to have lights. So we're looking pretty good. Been looking for the down power lines and trees and things of this nature. Only saw one bad spot. There's a down power line on Myrtle Street going to the old Army Reserve, which is now police substation. There's a down power line there going toward that curve from Reinhardt to Myrtle Street, going toward Townsend Park. But basically, we at the city are monitoring the problem, and we definitely want to put it out to the citizens of Pine Bluff that if they are in great need and they do have a problem, please call us. Call your ward alderman. I think we have someone in the mayor's office. We want to know, you know, if people have emergency situations like on oxygen and don't have electricity, somehow need to power up wheelchairs and things of this nature, that we may be able to assist them. I've gotten one call from a person that wants to help pick up limbs and trees, you know, from people's yards, streets, and houses that may not have the ability to do so. So please call us if you have a tree that is falling, needs some help getting it up. You can give me a call. My number is 501-319-2012. And all the ward aldermen and the mayor and everybody, we have our cell numbers on the city website. So if you can go to the city website, you can contact your ward alderman, let them know any problem that we may have.
All right. Well, that's good news to know. You mentioned energy. Are you satisfied with the work that energy is doing to restore the issues for all the people?
I wish they'd be a little quicker, but with the volume, Greg, we haven't had, you know, you're talking about 20, I think they started out with maybe 28,000 people in Jefferson County, maybe about 20 of those being in Pine Bluff. I think they've worked that down to 17. They're working hard, but it's just so much that, you know, that happened with this storm. You know, this is so unprecedented that you have so much damage in such a short period of time. And they're working very hard. I'm very appreciative. Quite a few people came up back online yesterday. So, I mean, yeah, I'm satisfied with it. But at the same time,
how about the mayor's response?
Oh, the mayor's been working diligently. You got to understand, the mayor's been under. This is a double whammy for the mayor. She's monitoring the COVID-19 outbreak and this storm. She's been on top of it. She's been in communication with all the people and the city council about what's going on, and she's been keeping us updated on you know, how things are progressing.
Well, I know that one of the city council members had taken to social media to criticize her early on. I was wanting to get another city council member's take on that. So,
yeah, the mayor's office is a hotbed of activity about everything. You got to understand, 90% of the people that have an issue in Pine Bluff calls the mayor's office. So she is inundated with a whole bunch of issues, and that's why I'm saying, to kind of take a little pressure off her, you may want to call your ward alderman to kind of spread some of this around. You know, we eventually going to get back to her, because she is the one that can make the big decisions about doing things in these crisis situations.
Gotcha. Well, she seems like she's been working hard to me, and I just wanted to get someone else's take on that.
She's responsive. I mean, you know, a lot of times you may not see the evidence on the outside, but she's on conference calls, and her phone is ringing, and she's calling people. Like, we had about, I don't know, 60 trees that the road department was getting up. So, you know, when you're talking about trying to coordinate keeping the traffic flowing, you know, helping people in distress, it's a big issue here. I don't think any mayor has had, you know, this type of thing. You know, in 2000, we only had the ice storm and the power outage. But if you put that with a virus outbreak and social distancing and trying to create policy to keep everybody safe, this is really a double whammy for her.
It's pretty remarkable for, I mean, not only for her, but for everyone across Pine Bluff, Jefferson County, the state, and the whole country, for that matter. But, yeah, especially right here in Jefferson County with the storm.
Oh, yeah. The storm just added another layer onto it. You know, I talked to our wastewater guy. He's busy trying to make sure that all the pumping stations are operating, and got quite a few of them that don't have power that, you know, we're using emergency generators to keep, you know, the wastewater going. So you'd be able to flush your toilet and all.
Mm-mm-mm. Bruce Lockett, Alderman for Pine Bluff, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys. I mean, and here again, have everybody call their alderman. Let us know here at city government what problems you may have, because we can't address the problem if we don't know what the problem is.
And in Ward 4, that number to call is?
501-319-2012.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
That's Bruce Lockett.